AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A woman who escaped from a home where five adults were shot dead tells Phoenix police the shooting stemmed from a family dispute gone wrong. Five adults, including three brothers and their mother, were found inside after an hours-long standoff. Police say the family had origins in Morocco. They used a megaphone to try to communicate with them in Arabic. An Ohio man arrested in Columbus this year is accused of plotting to commit terrorism in the U.S. after traveling to Syria for terrorist training. A Thursday indictment says Abdi Rahman Sheikh Mohammed left the country a year ago to train and fight with terrorists in Syria. Attorney Sam Szymanski is entering a not guilty plea on his client's behalf.
Until such time as we reviewed all available discovery and engaged in due diligence and fully evaluated the case and the law and the facts, it's the only manner in which one could proceed.
An Iraqi official says more than 2,000 families have fled from the city of Ramadi, the Islamic State group advancing on that western Anbar capital. President Obama has signed legislation permanently changing how Medicare pays doctors.
The bill ends the annual doc fix of Congress scrambling to patch the rules so doctors won't cut off their Medicare patients, and it shifts Medicare toward paying for quality, not quantity.
This was a bipartisan effort, Republicans, Democrats coming together.
But rushing to sign before the old rules expired, the president didn't wait for lawmakers, just sat by himself at a picnic table in the Rose Garden.
I decided that on a day like today, we shouldn't be in.
He told reporters he'd love to see more such signings.
My hope is that it becomes a habit.
Sun-dappled gardener, no, surely the triumph of hope over experience. Mark Smith at the White House.
10 doctors want TV Dr. Mehmet Oz gone from Columbia University's medical facility. They say he lacks integrity for promoting quack treatments. This is AP Radio News. Another medical crisis for Suge Knight.
It has become a common occurrence. Suge Knight makes a court appearance, then ends up being taken from court to a hospital. It's happened again soon after Knight was ordered to stand trial in a murder case in which he is charged with running over two men in his pickup truck. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department says Knight was hospitalized after he had a medical emergency. On a number of occasions since he was arrested in February, Knight and his lawyer both claim he has a number of medical problems, problems that they say have not been properly addressed while he's in custody. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Shares of arts and crafts retailer Etsy surged in opening trading on the NASDAQ. The stock finished at $30 a share, valuing the company at more than $3 billion. Clothing maker Marie says Etsy's been a boon to her business. She sold to dozens of countries.
It's awesome because by myself, I couldn't have reached people from so many countries.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.